Steve and Jill here.
Howdy.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from the Valley of the Sun.
Today, Jill and I talk about income taxes in your land business.
Yay! I've been so, I tell you, I was losing sleep over this.
Well, you know,
I am so excited. It's one of my favorite topics.
Kidding aside, you don't have to lose sleep over it because I do. And it turns out a lot of Land Academy members do too. So this was a big topic. We just completed the most recent Land Academy Career Path program. This is a big topic at the end. And so I did a whole presentation. So I figured I'd do a, 5-10 minute synopsis here. And really my whole point being, and we'll get into it in detail here in a minute, you can't just let this happen. You can't let taxes happen to you like I did when I had a W-2 position forever. It's a completely different scenario. You let taxes happen to you when you have a job.
I know, because someone else dictates how it's going to go, kind of thing. You get to dictate it. You get to say what percentage you want withheld, but
now that
that's about it.
Now that you have your own entity, however it's structured, you have a lot of choices and a lot of control.
I understand. You know, it's a funny progression with our members. Like, oh my gosh, holy cow, I made so much money. And then at the end of the year, like, oh, holy cow, I made so much money.
I made a ton of money and I got to get 50% of it away.
Shoot, what do I do? How do I plan for this? Uh-oh.
That's what we'll talk about.
Okay.
This is prompted by Jill sitting on the floor, Indian style.
Crying.
In a puddle, writing checks years ago.
Yes.
We didn't have to do that last year, fortunately, because of good planning. But 2 years ago, they're crocodile tears.
There were some tears. Okay.
And I hate that.
Thank
I don't want to see you cry ever. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And don't forget to subscribe on the Land Academy YouTube channel and comment on the shows that you like.
E. Burton wrote, noobs, how do you know you have a good deal? Like how?
I love this question.
I do too. You want to go first?
Nope.
Oh.
I have a lot to say.
How do I know I have a good deal? It comes in. I hang up the phone. I pull up the map and I glance at my 5 A's on the sticky note that's on my monitor. Access. Yep. It has that. Acreage. Yeah. Wow. It's exactly what I wanted. Attribute. Oh my gosh. Look how close it is to the water. Alive. Yeah, I just talked to the guy and now I'm confirming it's him. This is his name and here he is. He's the only one on here. And then affordability. He's signing this thing and sending it back. Oh, and then I take it one step further because I'm assuming I did all my work going into it right on my pricing. I'm going to keep going with this here.
Yeah, you should.
And then now I'm going to go double check. Okay, this is all going too well right now. I'm starting to I can feel the butterflies. I'm sweating. My pulse is racing a little bit. Did I screw something up? Now I'm going to jump into some land selling sites, even just Zillow, and look around on the MLS postings and see, all right, what are the other 5 acres selling for? And then I pull it up and I see, I'm like, okay, don't get excited yet. Let's see what's sold. Holy cow. I can't find anything wrong with this. I need to get this in. Now I know I got to run to the bank on this one. That's how I know. What do you do?
Practice. That's how you know. How do you know that the girl you married is the right girl? You don't.
Practice.
You don't.
I practice. Just keep cycling through them. I would argue for the girl you married. Again, there's a sticky note on your monitor. Crazy. No. Self-sufficient. Yeah. Some life experience. Check. Uh-oh. This is going too well. There's got to be something wrong with her.
The hammer's coming soon.
Spending habits.
It's just like your 5 A's.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You should have a checklist. I used to tell my friends this. Actually, this is truth time. I used to, and I had one of my sweet friends, Holly. I used to say, Holly, you got to add this. This is when we're like younger. You got to ask these, add these two things to their checklist, please. Number one, where do they live? And do they have a car? It was so funny. Anyway, how are you going to answer?
Just practice. You have to screw some stuff up. You need to, here's the thing. I never had any of this. So when I was buying property and it was just, I was only just buying on price. That's it. We didn't have Google Earth. We couldn't, all this, these things that we review now, I don't know. I know the longitude and latitude, which I couldn't really look up unless I would open an atlas and say, yep, it's in that section. Mm-hmm. And we would buy it because it was $50 an acre and we'd resell it. And we'd always do okay until I started to learn the right way to do it. So the real, what I'm getting to is that that's why you have Land Academy. I don't expect you as a brand new person to know what's a good deal and what's a terrible deal at all. There's no way you could know that. And you shouldn't expect that out of yourself. So here's what Jill and I did. We devised a Thursday call and we recorded every single one of them. There's like 300 of them in there now. And each one is 2 hours long where we all we do for the vast majority of the call is review deals. It's called, Would You Do This Deal? They're all recorded. They're all on landinvestors.com. And if you're a member, you can access those and watch us look at countless deals, thousands and thousands and thousands of deals. Like, yep, I would do it for this much. Jill's like, nope, I wouldn't do it because of this, this, and this. And sometimes we come together on it, and sometimes we just disagree. The vast majority of the time, at least this year, I have a guest who's another Land Academy member who they give their opinion. Sometimes two guests like, yeah, I would do it. Yeah, I wouldn't do it, and here's why. Or, yeah, you should get off this phone call and actually go buy the property. It's mm-hmm. that good. We had one of those this most recent time. Mm-hmm. So I don't expect you to know it all. It's going to take you at least a year of reviewing deals, your own deals, other people's deals. There's a Would You Do This Deal in Discord, too. That everybody says, yeah, I would do this deal. No, I wouldn't. Is there access? You know, it takes a lot of practice. You can't pick up a guitar and start pounding it out like Eddie Van Halen the first time you pick it up. This is no different. Mm-hmm. And I'm not joking about dating. You know, tell me a person where it all worked out the first time and they're married and they're happily married to the first person that they dated.
I'm sure that happens. They waited until they were 65 to get married. I'm sure that happened.
If you're one of these people, if you're this unicorn, we would like to have you on the show. And I will do my best to get the real, like a psychiatrist, you know, let's get to the bottom of this about why you're lying.
Let's define because there's happy.
It's not possible.
Let's define happy and settling. Because
yes, Jill. Happiness and settling are not the same thing.
If you can successfully settle, I would argue you're happy. I'm happy.
I still think you should raise your standards on a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right, but it's a little late now. Again, settling, Ken, is another word for happy.
You know, when you're in a relationship and you remove money and you remove children. That's like 95% of it. And so land is no different. When you remove the need for money, which we've done at Land Academy, you don't need any money to do this at all. You know, and I used to worry about saying that because it's like people that are sitting on the hood of a Ferrari saying you can get rich quick, mm-hmm. which I despise, you know, and you don't need any money. That's ridiculous. Of course you need money.
Right.
Well, with us, you need some money for your education and you need to put your time in and really be dedicated. But when you, if you find a good deal, we'll fund it. There's a ton of people in our group who will fund it. So, you know, when you start eliminating these things that make your path to success easier, then you're going to get there. It takes a lot of practice. This is truth time. If you're brand new, you're learning like real estate terminology, this is going to take you at least a year to really make it profitable. I don't think you're going to lose money. Mm-hmm. But it takes a lot of practice. That's the truth. This is a good question. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get asked often enough.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Very good question.
Today's topic, income taxes and your land business. This is the meat of the show.
Get comfortable, everyone.
I'm going to give you three examples of people in this world, in this country that make money. We are the third example. We meaning all of us Land Academy people or land investors or real estate investors.
Okay.
Number one, a person who works at Walmart. Number two, a successful anesthesiologist that works for a hospital healthcare system like Mayo. And number three, land investors. Number one, the person that works in Walmart gets minimum wage or maybe a little bit higher than that, depending on where they are. They work a ton of hours. They file a tax return. At the end of the year, somebody files it on their behalf. And they get money back. And they don't owe any taxes because they don't make enough to pay taxes. And anesthesiologist, that's W-2 income, period. They don't have any expenses that they can truly deduct from their taxable income. They may have some stuff like single parent credits and all kinds of actually incentives for to not pay taxes that the government provides, as they should at that income level. That's my opinion. Fast forward to an anesthesiologist. Exact same structure. Exactly. W-2 income. They get a paycheck from the healthcare system that they work, albeit it's a different paycheck. You know, anesthesiologists can make $1 million a year. So, but they don't have any control over it. They file their taxes at the end of the year. A bunch of tax was withheld. There's a pretty good chance they might get some money back. It's because so much tax was withheld. They hit the top of the tax bracket, whereas the Walmart employee hits the bottom of the tax bracket, but it's the same. That's the top of the W-2 and all the research I did, that's the top of the W-2 income, you know, $1 million a year versus a minimum wage. And then there's everything in between. Plumbers, contractors, interior designers, and anybody who's got a job, all the tech industry, W-2 employees. No real control. Then there's us. And us, I mean, this collective community of real estate people, where we are self-employed.
Is it any entrepreneur are you referring to?
Yes.
Us? Okay.
If you own a convenience store, if you own any type of manufacturing facility, but let's stick to land investors because it's basically the same.
Okay.
I don't care if you have an LLC or sole proprietorship or whatever, or just it's quite simply a side hustle is what I'm talking about. Maybe you have a W-2 job and that you're doing this thing on the side until it kicks in and you can do it full time. You have an amazing opportunity, truly an amazing opportunity to incur expenses that are ordinary and necessary for your business. Is it an ordinary and necessary for you to have a computer to succeed at this? Heck yes. Do you need workspace? Yep. If you have a show, if you have a podcast, is it ordinary and necessary to have a camera? Yes. And on and on and on. You can play this game with yourself endlessly until your taxable income is very small. And so you have control. Congratulations, you've given yourself control. And when is less control over this stuff better? When do you name a time when, I really don't want to have control over my destiny. I just want someone else to take care of it. I want someone else to tell me how much taxes I have to pay. I'm going to go to H&R Block. They're going to tell me how much money I get back.
I'm going
to
write them a check.
This is 60% of the, I just 60% of the people in this country didn't pay any taxes last year.
That was really amazing when you showed us that
60%
chart.
Of the households.
Yeah.
That's even worse. It's more people than that.
Right.
I guess they prefer it that way. I guess they just want someone to say, this is my tax rate. Show me where to go. I need a paycheck to live. Mm-hmm. I'm going to jump in the river and let the river just tell me where I'm going to go. Well, where it goes is a waterfall. Let me tell you that.
It goes to Niagara Falls.
My point is this. And we in CareerPath, we went and got in spreadsheets in great detail about the things that you can expense and not expense and where the lines are.
Cool.
And I'm not going to do that here today at all. This venue is not conducive to that. My point is this, and I'll leave it on this. You have complete control. You have more control than most people in the world over the amount of taxes that you pay. Jill's going to talk about that a little bit more next week. On Friday.
I was going to say one thing too for you listening that are you're going, great, what do? You interview a bunch of accountants. We just got into a huge discussion on that just the other day too. A couple different times we've had this discussion with people. There's not going to be one, it's not one size fits all too. You're going to have to go through accountants to find the right one that understands you, understands your business and can really help you. Just, we talked about this, that someone, Chuck said this. Chuck said, think about this, which is true. You put three attorneys in a room, give them a scenario, they're all going to have different answers. It's the same with accountants. You put three accountants in a room, tell them what's going on. They're all going to have different answers.
And so you're going to
Yeah. Go ahead.
You're going to glom onto the person that you identify with the most, who's right. got, who sees your point of view about generally paying taxes and all of that. And so there's, right. there's accountants who believe that they do want to just tax your revenue, that you shouldn't expense anything, or that I had a discussion with an accountant that said, when you own an LLC, you can get a paycheck, which Jill and I have been doing for decades. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so whenever you make more money, then you should just increase your salary. So you're paying payroll taxes the entire time, which that's an outrageous advice. They should be locked up for that.
On that note,
amazing, an amazing opportunity to, in a very ethical, and it's set up for you. This, mm-hmm. this whole system in this country was created for you, the entrepreneur. This is America. Taxes are important. Mm-hmm. America's important. Mm-hmm. And people are taking a poop on both of those situations right now. And so I'm really serious about it. 60% of the people in this country don't pay taxes. And they don't, if you ask them, they don't believe that they should. We pay taxes. It's our obligation to make sure that we manage this. Don't let it happen to you. Minimize your taxes ethically and legally, and plan for your tax. My whole point is this, really. You can't let this happen to you. It's what month is it? September. I'm going to spend a substantial amount of time between now and the end of the year micromanaging our tax situation to make sure that we don't overpay on our taxes. And we don't underpay, quite honestly. More overpay than underpay, but I'm going to make sure that it's ethical and legal.
Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called Creating an Easement by Being Nice to Your Neighbors. Mm-hmm. Neighbors, you are not alone in your real estate ambition.
If you need access to any sort of ownership or property details, including owner phone numbers and FEMA flood map overlays, please check out parcelfact.com or neighborscoop.com. Created by investors, that's us, for investors like you.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.